Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can't change it.
Well, Stevie Ray bringing us back to late SRV. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels, one of the smartest guys I know, folks, and he just, it's just a real treat when he joins us. I feel like we all get so much smarter when Mike hangs out with us, and today's no exception. We're talking about Mike's introduction to us in a lot of ways, because I've talked a little bit about 5G in the past, but not to the degree that Mike's helping us with today. Mike, thanks again for being here. Folks, Mike is, as I mentioned earlier, he's one of the top technology minds in the country, especially with his history, his credentials. He's in a class by himself. Mike, 5G is a mobile Wi-Fi. It's coming off of the mobile networks. It's the in the most elementary state, it's the next step up for 4G. But then there's all these other capabilities that it provides, not just speed, not just improving, you know, cutting latency, but there are other elements to this, aren't there?
Yes, there are, Jim. It just goes on and on and on. And let me use this as a central point for people to think about. Everybody hears about constantly what we call in the tech industry the Internet of Things, IoT, or the Internet of Everything. Jim, that is where we're headed. And you and I have talked about this before. As technology moves on over the years, we see wave after wave of it laid on top of an infrastructure, which gives you the ability to do things you've never been able to do before. And that's what we're talking about when we had 4G. Now we're talking about the 5G deployment. And this allows things to go on that no one's ever dreamed of, mm-hmm. which is basically the Internet of Everything, as we call it, in our companies. And the Internet of Everything is connecting literally every single thing possible on the globe. So people read about this, they hear about it on the news, you know, can you hook up your home appliance? On the front of it, you get a screen, tells you the status of your groceries inside, your milk, et cetera, to self-driving autonomous vehicles, to everything, Jim, like military applications. Mm-hmm. We've got things wired up all through the United States military, the Department of Defense, where we have global command and control. You can see things. You can pinpoint accurately. You literally can look at a guy smoking a cigarette from, you know, 70,000 feet and transmit it back to Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. These are all applications of this moving technology. So, yeah, 5G is going to enable these kind of things.
And with 5G, you can even triangulate all that more, can't you? I mean, in terms of specificity of the location, the real-time aspect of it, with the 5G filling in all the corners of connectivity, you can do a lot better job of triangulating and being more accurate and precise, can't you? If you're tracking something, exactly. Or if you're building something or whatever.
Whatever it is. And everybody should think about all this business about autonomous vehicles and self-driving cars and trucks on our roads.
Yep.
5G is the step to basically enable that, because you can get the messages sent back and forth to those vehicles so quickly that it's almost instant real time. We mm-hmm. really don't have that today. This is the next step in all these things we're hearing.
Well,
about.
And the other thing is, remember this, folks, if you ever see a self-driving truck going down the road, not only is the truck operation of the truck being controlled by this connectivity, but the cargo in the truck is talking to the same people about their condition, or there's cross-collateralization of not only the truck but the cargo. There's all kinds of communication coming off of this thing.
Everything going into this, sensors are built around it. Every kind of technology is being put into these things. And what I've mentioned to everybody else on your program today, and again, you and I have talked about this, and the global implications of this, Jim, is why did President Trump in Washington put out an executive order and declare a national situation, security situation regarding Huawei in China? Mm-hmm. This is because the United States is in a situation where China has developed technologies by not only investing billions of dollars themselves, but they have stolen through espionage this kind of capability and have been working in the 5G area for many years.
They stole 5G, and they've become the preeminent 5G not only connectivity, but the phones. They're the preeminent cell phone producer for 5G, aren't they, in the world?
They are, Jim. And the issue and problem with all of this, which is a separate conversation, is if your equipment is in these networks and you are using those kinds of smartphones, those things are simply not secure.
Right.
The Chinese government could demand that all of their companies turn over that data.
Right.
So that's why we've got this situation currently. Yeah,
this is why for the last 2 years or so, you've been hearing the United States, year and a half, you've been hearing the United States making a big deal about this. But what we have to remember, Mike, is what they're trying to do in America, they've already done to a whole bunch of other third world countries, building their infrastructure out and loaning them the money to pay for it.
No question. That's called the Belt and Road Initiative, which is to go into these countries and to loan them money and to get them indebted to them and then go and make different kind of demands. It could be turn over a port to me for 99 years.
See, and folks, this is what China's been doing. And folks, this is what I've been telling you about that I'm calling World War III. These are the early skirmishes of what I call World War III. Okay, when we come back, Mike, will you talk to us about how communities can benefit from 5G if they're proactive enough with this? We'll come back after the break.
Yes, sir, Jim.
Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest guys I know, and he'll help us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.